All right, so we're recording, and what is your name, please?
Stephanie Draper.
And Stephanie, what company are you with?
PNP Golf Cars in Mooresville, Indiana.
And do I have your permission to record this?
Yes, you do.
Thank you very much. So I was asked to call you to find out the reason why PNP Golf Carts left IRCHA last year, as well as is not a vendor for IRCHA this year. So would you please share with me from your point of view what happened and what events led to this?
Sure. Well, you know, of course, last year was the culmination of everything bad. However, we have had consistent issues with IRCHA, specifically more in the last 3 years. Versus the time before, but the time before that wasn't always innocent either. We've always had people that didn't follow the rules, and they would tear up the golf cars, they would ramp them over big hills. Essentially, they would damage them to the point where I couldn't rent them out following the IRCHA event, and obviously summer is our busiest time, and we can't do that. And not only that, but just the cost. And trying to get a hold of people to get them to pay for things was nearly impossible. So it was just one of those things that's why we went to cash only, because that way at least I got that and you couldn't reverse charges, et cetera. So following up to last year, you know, I had consistently warned members of IRCHA and the IRCHA board that we were having these issues, and that if they didn't get a better control on their membership, you know, that we would no longer be there. And we knew that we were the last golf car company in the state of Indiana that would deal with them, because from our understanding, we were not the first golf car company that refused to do business with IRCHA because of those issues. Having said that, you know, this particular year, we had a very large new rental right after IRCHA, and I could not have any cars down, or if I did, it had to be very few. So because of that, and because of the issues we had the years before, we decided to implement a new rule that all the golf cars had to be returned at 9 or 10 p.m., depending on if you rented from me or if you rented my cars through AMA. Side note, AMA themselves, they have always rented, you know, anywhere from 20 to 40 golf cars of ours, and they usually keep them for the summer. And they rent them out themselves to the different events that they have going on there, not just IRCHA. So, but they were, you know, they rent out to IRCHA as well. And same as all the other years, they had 20 cars, I think it was. And, so everybody knew the rule. When they called in to make the reservation, they were informed then. AMA did the same thing, as well as having everything written. So it was in place and everyone knew about it. And, you know, people were not happy about it. As a business, excuse me, as someone who runs a business, you know, we had to do what was best for us. And if it weren't a constant issue with damaged golf cars every year, you know, we wouldn't have to implement this. So, like I said, that was the new rule. Everyone knew about it. So the first day I was there, Danny, he's the president of IRCHA. He came down and talked to me, and he said, "You know our friend Ryan Zanow?" And I said, "Yeah, I know who that is." And he said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, just so you know, he's not happy about the new rule, and he rented his car through AMA, and he thinks they're not your cars, and he's not going to follow what you said. He's not going to return the car." And I said, I just looked at him and I said, he can find out. I mean, that's up to him. You know, I'm done playing with the people of IRCHA. And, you know, so it was about 10:15 so in the evening. And I hadn't received probably 6 or 7 cars. So I took a stroll around in the golf car to look to see if I could let people know that they're past their limit. They need to bring the golf cars back. I made a couple of passes. I got a couple of cars in, and then I came up to a car that was kind of in the middle across from the main stage flight line, where all the campers and stuff are, I saw a car that was sitting there by itself with a key in it, and no one was there. So I got out of my golf car, I went and knocked on the nearby campers. No one answered. So I drove my golf car back to my camper, which is, you know, it takes me a good probably 10 minutes to drive back there, get in another golf, or and then walk back. So I got in the golf car. I started driving back down to the camper to park the golf car with all the others. And about 30 yards in, I started hearing a bunch of yelling over the engine of the golf car. And so I stopped and I turned around in my seat, and there was a couple of men in where the golf car was screaming and yelling, you know, that's not yours, blah, blah, blah. And I just said, you know, listen, guys, everybody has to follow the same rules. I said, you know, the golf cars were supposed to be returned at 10. It's now 5 minutes till 11. You know, I'm taking the golf car back. At that point in time, they started screaming and yelling at me, telling me that I was not respecting their property and that I was stealing his golf car and blah, 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 blah. And at the same time, both of them were slowly walking up to the golf car. And as they were yelling and screaming at me walking up to the golf car, a couple more people came out. And at that point in time, I realized who I was speaking to. And he was telling me that these were not his golf car, that these were not my golf cars, and that I had no right to take it. And he rented it through AMA, and he didn't have to return it, and so on and so forth. And I told him that, you know, I showed him the sticker on the golf car that has our name on it. And then I showed him my shirt that has our name on it. And I know he knows who I am because I've dealt with Ryan on many occasions since we started running there. And so anyways, he at that point in time, he reached in and took the key out of the golf car, essentially stranding me, or so he thought. And I was surrounded at, you know, now it's 11:15 at night, by a group of grown men screaming and yelling at me and essentially threatening me and telling me, you know, to get out of the golf car and it's not mine and so on and so forth. So I was not stupid. I had a couple of extra keys in my jacket pocket. So I grabbed the key out. I put the key in the ignition and I took off. I was feeling very unsafe at that point in time. It was, in my view, getting out of control. And I was scared, to be quite honest with you. And that's something difficult for me to admit because I am kind of a tough cookie and I don't put up with a lot of crap. But I'm not a stupid individual, and a, you know, 40-something-year-old woman, and you know, 11:30 at night, surrounded by a bunch of grown 40-year-old men who are mad at you, is not a good position for me to be in. So I drove my golf car back down to the camper. I parked, and then I called the sheriff. And he had also threatened to call the sheriff that I was stealing from him because I was taking the golf car, and I had asked him to get his stuff out at least three times while we were standing there, and he refused to do it. I was not going to touch his stuff because I didn't want my fingerprints anywhere on it, because I know people like Ryan and I know the kind of crap that they pull. So I only touched the key that I had and the ignition and the steering wheel, and that's about it. I get back to the camper. I'm waiting for the sheriff. The sheriff comes, two of them, and they pulled up right to me. And as I was up there talking to them and explaining to them what the issue was, they asked me if I could prove to them that the golf carts had to be returned. So I showed them the rental slips that everyone signed. And then the AMA rentals, they actually had a white piece of paper that had that printed out and taped to every single steering wheel that they had. And I showed them everybody's that they rented out, and also mine, where it showed that these all said the same thing. About that time, we got interrupted because one of Ryan's lackeys, friends, came halfway walking down the drive screaming at the sheriff that they're not there for me, they're there for them, that they're the ones that called the sheriff. And that seemingly irritated them, and they said he can walk down there. That's where they're going to be if he wants to talk to them. So then we proceeded to, I showed them, you know, the paperwork. I showed them the golf car. I showed them everything. And then I, you know, kind of gave them some history as to what we were doing. And one of the sheriffs that was there, he said, you know, I wondered why they stopped having security here. And I go, you know, that's funny because I wondered the same thing. He goes, yeah, especially this group. He goes, this group is too rowdy to not have security here. And I said, exactly. And I said, and they stopped having it like 2019. I said, their membership kind of dropped a little bit and they got rid of security. I said, it was somewhere around there. And he was like, he goes, yeah. He goes, I used to work it. And I go, you look, I told him he looked familiar because he did, because when they were working security, I oftentimes spent evenings over there just shooting the breeze with them. And unfortunately, on two other occasions, had to have them involved in some tomfoolery with, again, some IRCHA members in the golf cars. So as we were chatting, then Ryan starts walking down and they go back up to the road to meet him. And they're talking to him and explaining what's going on. And you can see him gesturing wildly and he's got his voice raised, but I'm not paying attention. I'm talking to the other sheriff. And next thing you know, not maybe 2 minutes went by. He threw his hands up in the air, yelled something, and then walked off. And then he came down and my sheriff said to the guy that was up there talking to him was like, what was that all about? And he said, he's not too happy. He said, I told him his rental was canceled and that, you know, if they were willing that he could get a refund the next day, that he'd have to do that through AMA and so on and so forth. And so I said, okay, so he's not going to bother me, blah, blah, blah. I said, no. They said, no, he's not going to bother you. I said, okay. They said, if he does, just call us back. I said, not a problem. So then here comes Danny from the president of IRCHA. He comes sauntering down on his Segway and he walks down and he's like, I just want to get my members' belongings out of his golf car. And I should also mention that the sheriff did offer on two occasions for him to get his stuff out while he was down there and he refused to do so. And then he told the sheriff that he wanted an itemized list of everything that was in the golf car and he wanted the AMA people, Yolanda specifically, to do that tomorrow, and that if anything was missing whatsoever, that he was going to charge me with theft. And I was like, sure, okay. And so then Danny comes down and he says, I just want to get my members' belongings. And the sheriff told him, he said, we offered it to him at least three times. She offered it to him on three times. What makes you any different? And he said, I don't want to get involved in any of this. He said, I just want to get my members' belongings. That's all I need to get. So once again, Danny is siding with an unruly member instead of his biggest vendor. And he did not care about what was going down and what Ryan was doing. He just wanted to make sure Ryan was okay. You know what I mean? So the sheriff leaves, or no, I'm sorry, I take that back. So I looked at the sheriff, I go, I don't want to touch his stuff. And he said, I tell you what, he goes, we've got our body cams on. He said, we will watch you take everything out of the golf car and put it in the bag. And I said, okay. So he had me go in the camper and get a trash bag out. I came back out and they watched me with both of their flashlights on me take every piece of everything out of the golf car and put it in this kitchen trash bag. And then they handed it to Danny and said, here you go. So then, you know, it was probably, they left around, I want to say it was probably about 1:30 or so. And I was shook and I was upset and I was scared and I didn't trust them. And so I stayed up until about 2:30 and then I could not keep my eyes open anymore. So I went to bed. And I think I got maybe 3 hours of sleep, maybe something like that. I got up around 6. I opened the door to go outside, and the golf car was gone. So I immediately texted Danny, and I told him if it was not here within the next 30 minutes that I was calling the police and that I was going to have Ryan arrested. He then texted me back and said that the golf car is under Ryan's trailer, partially hidden. He went and got the golf car and brought it to me. I was so furious at that point in time that I was ready to cancel everybody's rental. And then when a few members came to pick up their golf cars on that, this was Friday now, when they came to pick up their golf cars on Friday, I let them know at that time that I had had some issues overnight and that there was a very real possibility that I was going to be canceling the rental after today. And if I did so, that those that rented for Saturday would get a refund for Saturday. And, you know, I told anybody and everybody what happened. I was not shy about it. I did not lie about it. I told him exactly what happened. Then Danny comes down and he tells me that Ryan is accusing me of stealing $150 out of his bag, apparently. And I looked at him and I said, and you can tell him to go ahead and press charges. And you can also tell him that he is the reason why everybody is walking tomorrow, because everyone is canceled right now. I said, I want you and all of your members' golf carts back here within the hour, and we are done. I said, I will have the first load out of here in an hour. He shockingly got back in the golf car and left, and then 15 minutes later came back and said that Ryan wanted to apologize to me. And excuse my French, but I told him that he could tell Ryan to shove it up his ass and I could give a shit less, that they were done and we were never, ever coming back again. And it was specifically this time because of Ryan Zanow. He took it to a whole new level. They offered to supply me with security, but I had to pay for it. So, AMA got involved. They were trying to get Ryan Zanow banned from all of their sites across the country. I don't know what happened with that. I sent them a statement. You know, I had several members at that time. They also wanted me to stay on Saturday to go to the pilots meeting so that they could tell me what they were going to do about it. And I did not want to go. I was done. I was absolutely done. There was nothing that could have gotten me out of there quicker. I was unsafe, and no one gave a crap. Danny and the IRCHA board members only cared about people being mad and having to walk. They did not care about my safety. They did not care about anything other than making sure their members were okay. And I didn't do anything. Baffling to me. And that ultimately was the decision. And I should also preface, I should have prefaced this by telling you, you know, when Danny was telling me that Ryan was not going to bring the golf car back, he also told him that we had GPS on him and that he wasn't, you know, we weren't playing around. And he said, I cut the wires. And after we got, when the guys came to pick up the cars the next day, the wires to the GPS were cut. And Danny knew all this was going to happen. He knew it because Ryan told him it. And instead of telling Ryan to leave, if he did not know how to follow the rules, he allowed it to happen. And then when stuff went down way bigger than what he thought, he still backed Ryan. Not any other member, just Ryan. So that's essentially why we left early, and that's why we'll never be back.
So, Stephanie, I want to clarify a few things. The Danny you are referring to, do you know his last name?
Lucent, L-U-C-N-T, I think it is.
Lucente?
Yeah, Lucente. Yeah, I didn't know how to pronounce it, but that's how I have it in my phone.
Okay, great. Yeah, I know him as Dan, so I wanted to, I've never heard him called Danny, so I wanted to just make sure we were talking about the same person.
That's funny. I've always called him Danny. Maybe I shouldn't have. I don't know. he never corrected me.
So you mentioned at the beginning that seems like something changed, or it seemed like the past 3 years, just things had been a little bit differently. Did something noticeably change in the past 3 years that, you know, made things a little different for you and a little bit more difficult?
Well, certainly the lack of security.
Okay.
I mean, they haven't had security there in at least the last 3 years.
Okay.
And they used to have, I forget, is it Delaware County? I forget what sheriff's department it is, but they had a whole trailer that was like a mobile unit that they parked on the, I don't know what side of field, but to the opposite side of the field where I always was set up at, kind of away from everybody. But they would always have their sheriff golf cars, the ones that are faster and they're bigger than everybody else's. And then they'd also have, you know, they always had people there every night, all night. And so the amount of trouble that went on was minimal. I still had a few damaged golf cars here and there from people that got past them, but it wasn't nearly what I'd dealt with in the last 3 years.
All right. So do you know if a police report was filed for that incident?
I am not aware. I did not get one. I did not ever seek to get one. I know that somebody called me last year, and I don't remember who it was, and they were asking me if there was a police report, and I said, I honestly don't know. I mean, I never called to get one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. I sometimes in the heat of the moment, you don't think to do a few things. I've got a few more questions on what you said. So, to be specific, who told Ryan that the rental was canceled?
The sheriff.
And whose idea was it to cancel the rental?
Oh, I did. I told him he was done.
Okay.
The sheriff asked me, what do you want to happen here? What do you want as resolution? And I said, I want him to be done. I said, his rental is canceled. I said, I don't want him down here. I don't want his friends down here. I want zero contact with him going forward. I said, he needs to just leave me alone. And he said, okay. So that's all. That was pretty reasonable, I thought.
All right. And, who exactly asked you to get a trash bag? I guess, is that where his belongings ended up, in a trash bag?
Yes. The sheriff asked me he said, is this your camper? And I said, yeah. He goes, do you know if there's trash cans in there? And I said, of course there are trash bags. I said, of course there are. He goes, go ahead and grab one. I said, okay.
Because they were tired.
At this point in time, this is like the sixth time that Ryan has had the opportunity to take his crap out of his own golf car by himself, and he refused to do it. And now they're irritated that I've got to do it.
Okay.
And they've got to watch it, you know?
Okay.
I mean, this is kind of amateur. This is kind of immature shit, you know? Excuse my friend. It is.
Yeah. So you mentioned something about the wires in the golf cart being cut. Who cut the wires?
Ryan did.
And those are for the GPS tracker?
Correct.
Okay. And you mentioned that Dan was aware of this. How was Dan aware of this?
Ryan told him.
Do you know about when Ryan might have told him that?
It would have been on Thursday, because I don't believe that he got there until Thursday. I think that I'm trying to remember specifically if Danny told me on two different occasions. I think maybe he mentioned something on Wednesday and said that, you know, Ryan rented his car through AMA and he's not happy, and he said he's not going to bring it back. And then if he came back on Thursday and said, just so you know, he said he's going to cut the wires, blah, 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 you know?
So
I'm not real certain if it was two separate occasions or one, but Danny told me all the time. I would have never known had he not told me.
So do you think the wire cuts may have happened before or after the incident?
Oh, no, he definitely cut the wires after Danny told him there was GPS on the car. Because
okay.
That was also new. We did not have GPS on the cars at any time prior to that year.
Okay.
That was a whole new thing that we put on in the winter of 2019-2020. Or 2021, that's right. 2020 to 2021. So from November to like February, GPS went on over 500 rentals.
Okay. So Dan was aware of the wire being cut, and he didn't tell you until when?
Thursday. He told me that I told Ryan not to mess around, that she's got GPS on him now and she can track it. And he said, I can cut the wires.
Did Dan make any mention that whether he told Ryan not to cut the wire?
No, he did not say that.
Did you check then as to whether the wire was cut or what I'm trying
to? I don't have the tools for that, but I can tell you that when I looked at my GPS, because I have the app on my phone, so when I can look on my GPS, I don't know what number his car is. And I believe when I found this out, it might have been after hours, so I couldn't get a hold of AMA until I think I got a hold of them on Friday. Oh, now I don't. Those are specifics that are a little fuzzy because, like I said, I did not know it was Ryan Zanow when I took the car, the number 377. When I took that car, I did not know it was his because he did not rent it under me. So I had no paperwork to tell me it was Ryan's car. I just knew it was a car that was not back with me like it was supposed to be at 10 o'clock. So that's why I confiscated it. No different than the three other cars or two other cars that I did besides his. You know what I mean? So it wasn't until I was pulling away and he was yelling and screaming and all of that escalated and then he got close to me that I recognized who it was. And then when I called him his name, he acted shocked that I would remember.
Is it typical for you to remember the name of a customer like that?
Not typically, but I did fail to mention that the year prior, when we rent golf cars in this kind of a on-site setting, oftentimes, every time, we give the person that's putting on the event, whether it's the, you know, association or in this case, IRCHA, the board members, we give them a certain amount of cars to use for free for whoever. Okay. They make their discretion of who it's supposed to be to. I understand that they oftentimes give them to winners of past competitions or sponsors or whatever. I don't know specifics on that. I just know that that's what they do. So they get 20 golf cars to use for free. And the previous year, the first night we were there, I woke up and the trash people came by and told me that there was a golf car on the flight line upside down. I went and got the cart number. I went and told Danny and let him know. And then he came down and told me like an hour later that it was Ryan Zanow's car and that somebody stole it while he was sleeping in his tent and did that. And he had no idea. And I looked at Danny and I said, sure, Danny, sure, that's what happened. And so in 2021, this last year, when he was telling me, you remember our buddy Ryan Zanow, he essentially told on himself because he lied for him the year before about him being the one flipping the golf car, saying that someone stole it because it was one of their cars that they got to use for free that they gave to him. And he flipped it on the first night.
Were there other previous incidents prior to that with Ryan Zanow and golf carts that you're aware of?
No. I mean, to be honest with you, previous to that, I mean, I did not know. I mean, he had rented from me before, so I knew his name because it's not common. But I never had an issue with him. Like, I had never had an issue with him personally, other than just knowing his name and then knowing he was the one that flipped the golf cart and I wasn't buying the crap. And then, you know, this whole situation blew up last year because I didn't even know him to be, you know, that kind of a guy.
And do you know of any situation or any circumstance under which PMP golf cars may be willing to rent to IRCHA ever again?
No. I mean, not to be dramatic, but there's a bit of PTSD involved with it. I mean, I am so trepidatious of even, I mean, my whole body tells me no before, and my mind's going, well, and my body's like, nope, no. Because okay. Certainly well, 2021 was the absolute worst year, but it had been significantly getting worse. And it was, and you know, with the way the world is these days and people think they can act however they want to act, I would never feel safe up there again unless the sheriffs were parked right next door.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording now. Thank you, Stephanie, okay. For doing this.
You're welcome.